from bad to worse at the Fukushima Daiichi complex.
We would like to ask you to remain indoors, at home, or in your offices.
Prime Minister Naoto Kan speaking once again to the people of Japan. They're looking for reassurance but finding little today as radiation levels rise and fall and the weather turns against the crisis.
Rain and winds threaten to take radioactive emissions deep into populated areas. The China syndrome becomes a Japan syndrome, a nuclear milestone. Three Mile Island, Chernobyl, and now Fukushima. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Trying to sort through the complexity at that Fukushima complex where so much is going on. Some reactors on fire, some in crisis, some actually in safety mode on this Tuesday, March 15th.
Let's try and walk you through the sequence of events this morning in the latest in this nuclear crisis in Japan. Reactor 4 there in Fukushima Daiichi is in trouble this morning. Earlier today, a steam explosion led to a fire that released large amounts of radioactive materials into the atmosphere. Now, Japanese officials say the water inside the reactor's storage pool may be boiling. Workers are racing to keep the fuel rods inside from melting down. That was actually the situation in Reactor 2 yesterday. It exploded this morning as well. Officials say the blast was strong enough to breach the core's inner containment wall, and radiation is now leaking out. A hydrogen buildup caused explosions in Reactors 1 and 3 over the weekend and Monday. This morning, though, Japanese officials say after a spike, radiation levels at the plant have now dropped to a safe level. But Prime Minister Naoto Kan announced he's extending the evacuation zone.
We need now for everybody to move out of the 20-kilometer radius from the number one plant.
Some positive news, though. The UN's weather agency says the winds have shifted across Japan. It's now blowing radioactive material out over the Pacific Ocean.
The weather is a concern, also safety for workers at that plant. We should note only 50 workers are allowed to work on this crisis. 50 workers standing between us and a disaster in Japan. Joining us now from Chiba, Japan, outside of Tokyo, is Reuters correspondent Dan Sloan. How are the people of Japan reacting to what feel like conflicting messages coming from the utility and from the Japanese government, Dan?
Well, I would say with a great deal of shock and obviously concern that this situation has gone from the tremendous tragedy that we saw on Friday, first with the earthquake and obviously the aftershocks and tsunami, to now something that just seems to be beyond the government or the Tokyo Electric Power officials' control in terms of control. We had our fourth explosion, as you were noting today. The contaminant has now spread to an area that includes Tokyo and Kanto, which is kind of the most concentrated population area of Japan. So there really is a sense that if this does not quickly find some kind of settlement, that it is really one of the world's greatest nuclear disasters, certainly since Chernobyl.
Dan Sloan, Reuters correspondent, speaking with us from outside of Tokyo in Chiba. Thanks so much.
And just a quick update on the relief operation in Japan. The latest official death toll stands at 2,500. There are more than 500,000 people homeless on a day that, as we said, includes both snow and freezing rain and panic. Selling on the Tokyo Stock Exchange sent the Nikkei down more than 10% today.
Global markets are reacting as well. Wall Street futures down over 200 points. They've been that way all morning. The Dow starts at 11,993 after a sell-off of about 50 points yesterday. The S&P opens at 1,296, and the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,700. Oil also down, and gold trading lower this morning. Throughout this morning, we're going to bring you the latest on Japan and try to sort through the complexity. And we're going to welcome the former governor of Pennsylvania to reflect back on Three Mile Island. How did he, as the governor of Pennsylvania, reassure people in the midst of all this confusion and worry? We want you to weigh in as well. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Takeaway.org. Leave a comment.